Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen wa kafa wa salatu wa salamu ala ashrafil mursaleen sayyidina wa nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa ashabi ajma'in wa man sanna sunnatahu wa ihtada bihadihi ila yawmiddin ma ba'd fa'udhu billahi minash shaitani rajim bismillahir rahmanir rahim qul yatawaffakum malakul maut alladhi wukkila bikum thumma ila rabbikum turja'un sadaqallahu alazim. My dear and respected brothers and sisters in Islam, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. So my dear brothers and sisters, inshallah tomorrow in Salat al-Taraweeh, we are going to complete the Holy Quran inshallah. And then as is our tradition that the attendance of the masjid will all of a sudden drop. And people who have been coming regularly in Salat al-Isha, many of them will consider that the month of Ramadan is kind of over because the Khatm of Quran took place. So, you know, Ali Karamallahu Wajhu said very beautifully, he said, if you people can lead your life like Ramadan, if you can lead your life like Ramadan, then Allah will give you death like Eid. Allah will give you death like Eid. And at the time of death, you'll be happy and pleased, just like you are happy on the day of Eid. So, my dear brothers and sisters, in the surahs that we read, you know, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in one place had mentioned about the day of Hashr. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Ya ayyuhan nas, O people, ittaqu rabbakum, fear your Rabb, and wakhshaw yawma, and fear that day as well. La yajzi walidun an waladi. Fear that day when walid, which is the father, la yajzi an waladi, will not be able to help his walad, meaning son, in any way. Wala mauludun huwa jazin an walidihi shay'a. And children will not be able to help their parents in any way. Then Allah said, inna wa'adallahi haqq. The wa'ada, which the promise of Allah is haqq, is true. فَلَا تَغُرَّنَّكُمُ الْحَيَاةُ الدُّنْيَا. Therefore, do not let this world deceive you. وَلَا يَغُرَّنَّكُمْ بِاللَّهِ الْغَرُورُ. And make sure that you are not becoming the victim of any kind of deception. So my dear brothers and sisters, in this ayah, Allah is addressing people, Ya ayyuhan nas. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned two things. One is, fear your Rabb and fear the day of Hashr. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned the most closest blood relation, which is father and the son. And here father Allah used, but it means mother as well. So meaning you will not be able to help your parents in any way on the day of Hashr. Similarly, parents will not be able to help their children in any way. You know, so brothers and sisters, that day is coming. And as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is closing this book, Al-Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is frequently mentioning death and life after death in these ayahs. But my dear brothers and sisters, at the same time, there is this ayah of Quran, which is in Suratul Ahzab, in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, لَقَدْ كَانَ لَكُمْ فِي رَسُولِ اللَّهِ أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنَةٌ لِمَنْ كَانَ يَرْجُ اللَّهَ وَالْيَوْمَ الْآخِرِ وَذَكَرَ اللَّهَ كَثِيرًا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying that verily, in Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is the most beautiful example. But who would take Rasulullah as their model, as an example to emulate? Allah said, لِمَنْ كَانَ يَرْجُ اللَّهِ, for those people who desire the pleasure of Allah, for them Rasulullah is the most beautiful example. And وَذَكَرَ اللَّهَ كَثِيرًا, and if you have the love of Allah and you keep on doing the dhikr of Allah, meaning you want that closeness with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So for you, there is no other example better than the example of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying that when Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is the best example, then follow him. Do not leave Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and go and look for a model to follow at any place. But Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is the best example. Now my dear brother and sister, remember our Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam's seerah has two parts. And both of those parts are equally important. One is the inner akhlaq of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, meaning the heart of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And the other is the outward appearance of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It's called zahiri and batini both. The inner and the outer akhlaq of Rasulullah Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying that you should try to follow Rasulullah in both the examples, inner and the outer one, both, because both of them are equally important. The inner means that the heart of Rasulullah was clean, and his akhlaq, his thoughts were clean. And the outward appearance was that the way Rasulullah will deal with people, the way he will dress up, that was in accordance with the ahkamat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So when we say that Rasulullah was the best example, it means in both sense. The inner akhlaq of Rasulullah and the way Rasulullah will carry himself in public. Both of them are equally important for us to follow. Now my dear brothers and sisters, in Surah Al-Ahzab, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had mentioned Rasulullah's status in his eyes. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had used some really beautiful titles for Rasulullah. And I'll just read few ayahs, and I think you all know the meaning. Because these words are often used. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Ahzab said, مَا كَانَ مُحَمَّدْ أَبَا أَحَدٍ مِّن رِجَالِكُمْ, which this much it means that Rasulullah is not the father of any male child. Rasulullah had four daughters. So he's not the father of any male child. وَلَكِنْ رَسُولَ اللَّهِ وَخَاتَمَ النَّبِيِّينَ, he is the Rasul of Allah and the seal of prophets. وَكَانَ اللَّهُ بِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ عَلِيمًا. So brothers, خَاتِمُ النَّبِيِّينَ, meaning the last prophet, is only and only Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Brother, at the time of Abu Hanifa rahimahullah, a crazy person claimed that he is the last prophet. At the time of Abu Hanifa, he said that I am the last prophet. And then he said, I can give you proofs. You can investigate my proofs that I am the last prophet. So Imam Abu Hanifa rahimullah gave a very beautiful, a very interesting fatwa on that. He said that those people who will go and look into this person's proof, they are kafir as well. Why? Because now you are trying to check. Although Quran is saying خَوَخَاتَمَ النَّبِيِّينَ, Rasulullah sallam is the last prophet. So you cannot go and look into the proofs of this crazy person who is claiming to be the last prophet. Because Quran is saying خَاتِمَ النَّبِيِّينَ, Rasulullah is the last prophet, that's it, period. No prophet is going to come after him. So whether it's that Elijah Muhammad from Nation of Islam who said I'm the last prophet, or that Mirza Ahmad Qadiani, who said that I am the last prophet, and all these people, these liars, you know, they were all non-believers. Because Rasulullah ﷺ is Khatimun Nabiyyin. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Ya ayyuhan Nabi, O my Nabi, Inna arsalnaka shahida, I have sent you as a witness, wa mubashira, and I have sent you as a person to get to give glad tidings, basharatin, glad tidings to people, wa nadhira, and a person who should warn people about Jahannam, wa da'iyan ila Allah, and Rasulullah ﷺ is da'i ila Allah, he is the caller to people to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, wa sirajam munira. And Rasulullah is like a lamp that is shedding darkness and spreading light everywhere. That is sirajam munira. And wabashshiril mu'minina bi anna lahum min Allahi fadlan kabira. And O Muhammad, your job is that you should go and tell people that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had prepared for you tremendous amount of ajr and thawab if you follow Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then, my dear brother and sister, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saying, وَلَا تُطِعِ الْكَافِرِينَ وَالْمُنَافِقِينَ. Now, strangely, Allah is addressing Rasulullah, who himself is, you know, is the one who is receiving Quran. Allah is saying, oh Muhammad, make sure that you are not following any kafir or a munafiq. Why? Because Rasulullah was ma'soom. Allah knew that he will not do it. Right? But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is giving this message to the ummah of Rasulullah sallam. That, oh people, if I can tell this to Rasulullah sallam, I can tell this to anybody. And that is that you should follow Allah and Rasul sallallahu. And then Allah said, وَدَعْ أَذَاهُمْ وَتَوَكَّلْ عَلَى اللَّهِ. And you know, leave the... And leave, you know, when people hurt you, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, leave them. I will deal with them. Wa tawakkal ala Allah, you have tawakkul upon Allah. Wa kafa billahi wakila, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is sufficient for you. This is why Rasulullah SAW never took revenge from anybody. You know, even when that Yahudi tried to poison Rasulullah SAW, Rasulullah did not take revenge from her. Rasulullah SAW forgave. When Rasulullah went to Makkah on the time of Fatih Makkah, Rasulullah SAW forgave.
क्या है भैया हैं क्या है ज़रदा खाया था भैया
स्वीट
हाँ अच्छा साहब तो बतवा करो अंदर बोले सूरह अहज़ाब क्विकली दिस फेमस आया माय डियर ब्रदर्स सिस्टर्स वी कैन नॉट प्रोसीड विदाउट मेंशनिंग दिस आया إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد وبارك وسلم. So when you hear this ayah of Quran, it becomes mandatory upon you to send salat and salam upon Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And brother, in this ayah, Allah translate this the meaning of this ayah. Allah says, إِنَّ اللَّهَ, no doubt Allah, wa malaikatahu, and his angels, they send yusalluna ala nabi, they send peace and blessings upon Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So ya ayyuhalladhina amanu, all those people who believe, sallu alayhi, you also should beg to Allah that Allah should send more salat and salam upon Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So in other words, brother, Allah and Rasul are already doing this. Allah and his angels are already doing this. Allah wants you to join them. So each time you say Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala ali Muhammad wa barik wa sallim, you know, you are joining Allah and Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in sending salat and salam upon Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And brother, remember, salat and salam is such an important act of ibadat that neither our salah is accepted without it, nor our du'as are accepted without it. Salat and salam upon Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, brother, is a very, very important act of ibadah. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told us that when you make dua, first do hamd and sana of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then send salat and salam upon Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then ask for your needs. And when you are done asking for your needs, just do not finish it like that. But finish your dua by saying wa sallallahu ala sayyidina Muhammad wa ali Muhammad wa barik wa sallim, or subhan rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun wa salamun ala al mursaleen walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin. That may peace and blessings be upon all the prophets that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have sent. And then finish your salah. So whether your salah or when you pray, whether it's your dua or when you pray salah and you are sitting in tashahud after ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa ashhadu anna muhammadan abduhu rasuluh, you cannot conclude your salah. You have to send salat and salam upon Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala ali Muhammad, and Allahumma barik ala Muhammad wa ala ali Muhammad wa barik wa sallim. Then and only then you can finish your salah. So the fazail and the manaqib of salat and salam are so many. There are whole books written on this. So we should read those books, and we should understand that salat and salam, brother, is one of the most important act of worship. And at least, brother, you should take a tasbih and every day say Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad at least 100 times. At least 100 times a day. And the best time to do this is right after Fajr. Take a tasbih and Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad 1, 2, 3, at least 100 times. And then, brother, as I said, there are so many manaqib. You can read them and you must have heard it so many times. So please understand the importance of this. And then, brother, in Surah Al-Ahzab, there's another ayah. And when I was, if you were here, if you were present, when I was talking about Surah An-Nur, right? I mentioned to you that in Surah Ahzab, inshallah, when we'll read Surah Ahzab, inshallah, we'll talk about this ayah. And this ayah, brother, is linked to the ayahs of Surah An-Nur. You know, in Surah An-Nur, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talked about the hijab for men and the hijab for women, right? So if you are present here, I quoted that ayah, قُلْ لِلْمُؤْمِينَ يَغُضُّوا مِنْ أَبْصَارِهِمْ وَيَحْفَظُوا فُرُوجَهُمْ. This is the hijab for men, right? So brother, what does it mean? What is the hijab of men?
Lower
your gaze. Do not look at non-mahram woman with lust. But remember, you know, if let's say you have a teacher, female teacher, you have female patients, you know, you have female customers, you know, so you have to look at them. You cannot say that, teacher, you can keep teaching, but I cannot look at you. Or if you are a doctor, your patient comes and say, no, I cannot see you, you know, just, no, that doesn't, it doesn't mean that. What it means is, you cannot look at them with lust, or you cannot look at them with the intention of enjoying their beauty. That is haram, right? That is haram. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying that the hijab for men is to lower their gaze. And then in Surah An-Nur, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned the same thing to women, that they should also lower their gaze. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave them a list of those men in their family to whom they don't have to do hijab. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said at the same time they should put on long scarf, which is used as dupatta. And the word Allah used for that is وَلْيَضْرِبْنَا بِخُمُرِهِنَّ عَلَىٰ جِيُوبِهِنَّ. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that fine, you don't have to wear that hijab that you have to wear outside the house, inside the house, but make sure that in front of your dad, in front of your brothers, in front of your nephews, and so on and so forth, you are dressed up properly. And your head is covered, right? And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that you should cover your upper body with a long scarf, which is called dupatta. Now, so this was the guideline in Surah An-Nur. So this ayah is talking about the etiquette of how Muslim women should be dressed up inside the house, right? Now in Surah Ahzab, which we are talking about, in Surah Ahzab, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is giving instructions to women how they should be dressed up when they are outside the home. So I'll read this ayah. Allah said, Ya ayyuhan nabi, O my nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, qul li azwajik, instruct your wives, وَبَنَاتِكَ and instruct your daughters. So instruct your wives, instruct your daughters, and then Allah وَنِسَاءِ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ and then all the wives of the believers, meaning all the female members of the Ummah of Rasulullah sallam, right? يُدْنِينَ عَلَيْهِنَّ مِنْ جَلَابِي بِهِنَّ that when they go out of their homes, for whatever reason they are leaving their home for, then they should be dressed up in such a way that they are covering their faces so that ذَلِكَ أَدْنَا أَنْ يُعْرَفْنَا فَلَا يُؤْذَيْنَ amazing ayah brothers. Allah says, so that they should be recognized in Madinah Munawwara. So these people with loose character who stand next to the roads and lanes and they are standing there just to stare at women who are walking on the street, Allah said when these women will be dressed up in such a modest way, then these people with bad character, they will not mess with them, because they will say, well, this woman is a woman of character, this is a woman of great chastity, she is dressed up in a decent way, so I should not be messing with her, you know, I should not be passing lewd remarks to her, or I should not be taunting her. Why? Because she is respecting herself. If a woman goes out, you know, in a dress which is not the right way to dress, so of course she is inviting these people to look at her, and then of course they are going to look at her with lusty eyes. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling her, then the whole mu'ashara, the whole community's akhlaq is going to go down the drain. So ذَلِكَ أَذْنَا يُعْرَفْنَا فَلَا يُؤْذَيْن وَكَانَ اللَّهُ غَفُورًا رَحِيمًا. Allah said, if women are dressing up properly when they leave their homes, فَلَا يُؤْذَيْن, they are not going to be hurt. Meaning nobody is going to pass bad remarks to them. Allah said, وَكَانَ اللَّهُ غَفُورًا رَحِيمًا. Allah said, I am giving you this instruction because Allah is غَفُورًا and Rahim. Allah is merciful. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling you that this is the correct way of dressing up when you leave your homes. لَإِلَّمْ يَنْتَهِ الْمُنَافِقُونَ وَالَّذِينَ فِي قُلُوبِهِمْ مَرَضٌ وَالْمُرْجِفُونَ فِي الْمَدِينَةِ. Allah says, those people who have disease in their heart, that they stand outside their home just to stare at women, they have disease in their heart. And Allah said, in Medina, those people who are murjifun. Murjifun means people with loose character. لَنُغْرِيَنَّكَ بِهِمْ ثُمَّ لَا يُجَابِيُونَكَ فِيهَا إِلَّا قَلِيلًا مَلْعُونِينَ أَيْنَمَا ثُقِفُوا أُخِذُوا وَقُتِلُوا تَقْتِيلًا. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala went on to describe how women should be dressed up, and if they will not do so, what are the bad effects that you will see in the society at large. My dear brothers and sisters, whatever Allah has said is haq. Whatever Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said is haq. We have to believe in it from the depth of our hearts. Hijab for men, hijab for women. Both of them, brothers, are equally important. The moment you as a man will stop controlling your eyes and you will give in to the temptation of shayateen out there, your morals and your character is going to go down drastically. Similarly, when sisters will stop doing hijab, and they will think that by fasting and by going for Hajj and Umrah and all that is sufficient, I'm not going to do hijab, I don't like it, then my dear brothers and sisters, this is something, this is a big sin. Hijab is not an option. Hijab is mandatory. Hijab is mandatory. You know, Allah did not give choice. I read this ayah. One more time, brother, just for your clarification, brother. Ya ayyuha an-nabi qul li azwajik wa banatik wa nisa'il mu'minin. Instruct your family, your wives, your daughters, and women at large that they have to do hijab. Why? Because this is the commandment from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now, my dear brothers and sisters, the Ummah of Rasulullah has come to such a low ebb of akhlaq and iman that the hijab is kind of gone, literally gone, except for maybe 2-3% of sisters do hijab. Otherwise, majority of our female members of the community just do not do hijab. They just do not. Brothers and sisters, this is a big sin. It is a sin which is very heinous in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we see the repercussions of that. If you, I know, you must have seen that 2-3 hour long video documentary that in New York City, remember that last year in New York City, an agency wanted to do a survey as to how people look at women in New York City. So what they did was that they had a woman, right, a pretty woman. They put a camera on her shirt, and then they made her dress up in a tight jeans and t-shirt, and then her job was to walk on the streets and the lanes of New York City for 2 or 3 hours. I don't remember, I think it was 3 hours. And this agency wanted to see the reaction from the people of New York. And then that 2 hour long or 3 hour long documentary was released. So what happened was, wherever she went, men on the street were passing such lewd remarks to her. And this is New York City, you know, where, you know, liberalism. But still, brother, in this time and age, people were looking at that girl as an object, and they were passing really lewd remarks. When I heard about it, I remembered this ayah of Quran which I recited to you just now, in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, if women are dressed up in hijab, لَإِلَّمْ ذَلِكَ أَدْنَا أَن يُعْرَفْنَا فَلَا يُؤْذَيْنَ. They will be recognized by these people out there that these women are women of chastity and character. Fala yu'dain. Then they will not be hurt. Meaning people will not pass remarks to them. But they will look up to them with respect and honor. And so whether it was in the deserts of Arabia where this ayah was revealed, or in the modern city of New York, the ahkamat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are equally important to be followed. When this ummah will not do hijab and they will discard hijab, my dear brothers and sisters, the akhlaq of this ummah will go down. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help you and me understand this. Subhanallah wa bihamdi, subhanakallahu wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka.